Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 1,200 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws us to you.
Give it up for Ida. How many of you are enjoying this beautiful concert? I've enjoyed myself too. It's beautiful, it's exciting, and it's a blessing. Adela?
Well, we reserve the best for last. Ladies and gentlemen, we have our own producer in our midst, and he's going to minister to us. I want you to rise up and let's welcome the First Love Pastor, Bishop Dagger. Let's make some noise. I'll make some noise as we welcome
come on.
The producer, the First Love Pastor, Bishop Dagger.
The wonderful music that we have enjoyed here today and the messages that the music contained for us. We give you thanks and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, guide us, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Have you enjoyed the concert? Some of you have never been for a concert in your life. This is your only opportunity to attend a concert. Some people were attending a concert in Paris and they died. Yeah. But thank God we shall not die. Tonight, I'm not preaching, but just to say a few words. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 5. Do not be drunk with wine, verse 18. Wherein is excess. But be filled with the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is invisible, but His presence changes everything. How are we to be filled with the Spirit? Verse 19 of Ephesians 5. By speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. By what? Speaking to yourselves. You speak to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. That is how you are filled with the Spirit. He said, be filled with the Spirit. And then there comes a semicolon. Remember, the Bible was not written in verses. You don't write your letters in verses and chapters. Do you write your letters to your friend in chapters? Chapter 3, verse 1, verse 2, verse 3. It's some people who put the verses there. Sometimes it confuses you. You get to think that it's a different thing. But it's all one flowing thing. It says, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. That is exactly what we've been doing here all evening. We've been speaking to ourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. That is why when it comes to Christian music, a singer must be more concerned about the people hearing the words that you are singing rather than just being happy. But most singers want people to be happy and to clap and jump and dance and so on. But it's more important if you are a spiritual singer. Because you minister by speaking. So if the people don't hear, you didn't speak to them. If I say, you can't hear what I'm saying. So it's important to hear what I'm saying or what the person is saying. But unfortunately, a lot of Christian music, you can't hear what is being said. Are you listening to me? So when you can't hear what is being said, you don't end up being filled with the Spirit. Because the words are spirit and life. Words are spirit and life. The Spirit entered into me when He spoke to me. A spirit enters you when He speaks to you. Ezekiel 2:2. The Spirit enters you when He speaks. So you are filled with the Spirit speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. So the most important part of a song is the message that the song is carrying. Because the song speaks and charges people with different spirits. Many songs that Ida is singing used to be sung in the world and charge people with lust. They charge people with lust and human deviations of all sorts. They were vehicles for charging people with evil spirits. Yes. Sometimes you can take what an unbeliever has created and use it and turn it into something that is a blessing. For instance, an iPhone or an iPad was created by somebody who doesn't believe in God and who, the current one, is a complete gay propagandist. Yes, they are the ones making it for us to use. But instead of using it, that's what has been made by an unbeliever. We are using it every day and using it for the glory of the Lord. So some of you, because of your past sins in your past life, some of us, we didn't go to some of these nightclubs and we don't even know what are these. We are just happy to hear a nice song. And it will surprise you to know that some of the great famous people like the William Booth used to do the same. He used to take songs that they sang in the bars and turn it around and use it for evangelism. Yeah. And even the Wesleys also did that. People don't even know that. Yeah. And even Bob Marley, if you read it, watch his latest documentary, he also would listen to songs that white people sang in America, and then they turn it around and make songs out of it. You see, there's nothing really new. It's something that is just being recycled over and over. So you should be thankful to God to have such music that we are not being charged and having erections as we are sitting in the church. Hey! But we are rather being filled with the Spirit. As you are here, have you been charged with evil spirits of lust and so on? No. Have you been having erections as you are in the church? Are you being filled with the Spirit? Clap for Jesus. Hallelujah. So be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. That is why a pastor like myself, I'm very interested in the music. Yes. Yes. I'm producer of this music and the concert. Yeah. It is very important to me. When I went to the First Love Church, the first thing I did was to do auditions for singers. Yes. Music is very much a part of Christianity. It's a very much a part of being filled with the Holy Spirit. We don't just listen to anything, because an evil spirit can come into you. And that is why I encourage people, you know, especially if God has given you a gift of music, to never put it down, no matter what rank you think you are in the church. That's why these people, these BDs, are now bishops. But before, they were not bishops. Oko is a bishop. Johnny is a bishop. But they were Johnny and Oko. But you can see they have more body. Some of you have not seen Bishop Johnny's old pictures. But I tell you, you see that the power of God is real. Them to sing. Sing, brother. When you go to heaven, if you had 10 talents, you will be questioned about 10 talents, not 7 or 3. If you have 6 talents, you will be questioned about the 6 talents, not about 3 of your talents. So if you sing, you better do it well, because know that when you stand, the questioning is going to start. And I don't want any problems for you in heaven. Certain questions, when they come, say, please, these are the answers. I cannot sing. I don't know how to do it. But I can do certain things. But all they are doing, I don't know how to do it. But I have a small part that I play. Yes. Like being a pastor and encouraging music. I'm sitting here for them to sing. It encourages them to sing. And to dance and to do everything they are doing. Amen. Are you glad you are dancing in the house of the Lord? Like by now, your dances will be charged with lust. You'll be wiggling your waist in the wrong direction. Hey! You have found a new life. Are you glad you found a new life? Unfortunately, I cannot sing it that way, but I can say it. And the next way you get filled with the Spirit is giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks. Always say thank you. Criticizing fills you with evil spirits, and giving thanks fills you with the Holy Spirit. When the Israelites criticized Moses, they were all filled with spirit of disease, death, confusion, and disaster. And all the plagues and the demons that kill entered their camp, and they died because of their criticisms of God's holy servant, of his wife, of his family, of his life, and they found things to criticize. You be very careful. Rather, always be thankful. So, we are blessed. Say thank you. Say thank you. And say, Jesus, thank you. And we are blessed. And stop criticizing. The more you criticize, the more your destiny is cut short. The destiny of the Israelites was cut short by their criticizing Moses and the leadership that was taking them out of the promise, out of Egypt. That was the end of their life. That is why the new group that came after 40 years, they charged Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, the last verse. They told him, listen, whatever you say, we will do it. Anybody who rebels, we will kill him. It has nothing to do. Because we've been here, we see what it does. It changes your destiny. Criticizing, speaking about things you don't understand, it changes your future, of your mother, of your father, of your friends, of the government, of everything. Just learn not to criticize. That's why I don't like preaching many times about leadership. Because every leadership teaching leads you to say something to explain the teaching. And when you say, it sounds like you are criticizing somebody, because every good example of a bad example is found in certain places. So I don't like it. So for several years, I didn't preach about leadership. I just stopped. Because I don't even believe in criticizing the government. Just pray for them. Because there are more reasons why things don't work. Recently, I met a white man from France. He said, I've been everywhere in Africa. Then he came to Ghana in July. July before. I was excited. So I said, how did you find Ghana? Because I knew he was going to say something wonderful about Ghana. Because Ghana is one of the impressive African nations. So I said, how did you find Ghana? Well, he's been in Congo, Brazzaville, here, everywhere. How did you find Ghana? He said, Africa is the same. Africa is the same. I was so disappointed. I thought he would say, Ghana is a bright light. He just said, Africa is the same. And you're what? So there are more reasons for things that you see than you can understand. So instead of being filled with evil spirits, be filled with a good Holy Spirit by giving thanks. Walk away from your father's house and say, look, he gave me only 50 cedis. What a bad father. I know somebody's father gave him 400 cedis and they've given me only 50 cedis to come to school. You are chewing that. Even your chewing gum is finished. Your gum is getting finished. Do you know how much your father has struggled for you to even just be in the school that is giving you that 50 cedis? And you are saying somebody's father. The person who maybe have given 500 cedis, maybe he stole it and brought it to the guy. You never know. So you don't know everything. So don't criticize. Rather, give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. And you will be filled with the Holy Spirit. Do you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
What a blessing. And the last thing that makes you to be filled with the Holy Spirit is submitting yourselves one to another, which is humility. Humility. Embrace every opportunity that makes you humble. Because every opportunity that makes you humble is an opportunity for you to receive grace from heaven to support you. Once you go down, grace comes. Because God gives grace to the humble. So anything that makes you go down makes God give grace to you. Grace comes to help you. Many Christians don't like submitting, yielding, flowing, saying yes. Some people, they never say die. Never say no. Never say yes. If you want you to say yes, they'll never say yes. They'll never say no if they want you to, if you need to say no. They never agree. They never yield. They never bow. They never bend. They never give up. They never give in. Hey. Never flow. Never koto. Hey. Never say die. Pray that you know. In fact, you will never marry such a never say die person. When you flow and you are humble and you submit, you'll be filled with the Spirit. Why? Because it attracts grace. That grace is the Holy Spirit. Yeah, grace will come and push you. Yeah, God blesses humble people. You are the next humble person to be found in the house of God. In Jesus' name. So as you have enjoyed this music, I'm giving you the biblical basis. Yes. Do not be drunk with wine. You don't need wine. What we need are spiritual songs. You have feelings. Spiritual feelings. How many know that God wants you to love him with feelings? Those of you who are feelingless. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy soul. I mean, if I was God, I would prefer the girls to the boys. But the girls look like they have more feelings. Oof. Like during the worship time, they seem to lift their hands more and be flowing more. Is it not true? The brothers look more hard and bony. Like they are not moved by what they feel, what they see. But thou shalt love the... How many would like to marry somebody without feelings? Yes. When you touch the person, it's like you are touching Odum wood. Odum. Hey! Mahogany. Mahogany. The person is more than an Odum mahogany wood. You are all laughing, but some of you here are mahogany members, I tell you. God wants people with feelings. Even the cemetery does not accept things that are too hard. One day I went for a funeral in Switzerland. And when I saw the coffin, they were carrying the coffin. I said, wow. Then somebody told me. I said, what kind of wood? Then they mentioned a type of wood. They said, we don't have mahogany here. I said, why? They said, it's too hard. It will not dissolve in the crown. So they don't accept mahogany, even in the grave. How much more in your marital bed? Hey, God! Hey, God! Hey, God! You will never find a mahogany in your house and in your room in the name of Jesus. Whatever mistake you are making to identify a mahogany sister, it has been overridden in the name of Jesus. Hey! In the grave, they said in Switzerland they don't accept mahogany. It will take too long to dissolve. How much more in the bed of a Christian married person? When you touch here or the wood, you don't know which one you are touching. It's all the same. Hey, babe. Receive feelings in the name of Jesus. Everybody who is devoid of feelings, you are healed tonight in the name of Jesus. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Speak it to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Giving thanks always. Not sometimes giving thanks. Always thank God. Say to God, I have the best. What I have is the best. What I have is good. What I have is okay. What I have is a blessing from the Lord. I am okay, Lord. I thank you for what you have given me. I give you thanks always for all things. Wow. Submitting yourselves. Flow and bend. When you bear fruit, you will become more humble. When you go to a field which is full of fruit corn, you see that the whole corn is bent like this. But when there's no fruit, it stands like this. Very arrogant and proud. Hey! It's because you have never won a soul before. You've not gone on outreach or planted a church or done something humble. That is why you are so stiff and you have things to say. But when you are full of fruits, you see that you bend over like this. You bend over. It's true. Submit and flow. And God is going to touch you. Are you excited tonight? How many are going to listen to spiritual songs? When you become spiritual, when you hear song, you can't hear what they are saying. Okay, Charlie, song and Charlie, spirit bear me, because you are not hearing the words of the Lala. It's not speaking to you. Are you listening to me? I have one more wonderful surprise for you. Are you ready for that surprise? We are going to have Holy Communion. Wow. Tonight is our last concert. Are you ready with the communion? Yeah. Tonight is our, we are going for a crusade. So, God, you want to come to the crusade? One day I'll take you. You watch. I see you there. What a blessing. What a blessing. He's a healing Jesus. He's a healing Jesus. Everything that is wrong with you is being healed tonight as you receive your communion. In Jesus' name.
He's a healing Jesus, a healing Jesus, and for you those healing stripes were laid. He's a healing Jesus, a healing Jesus, and right now His power is flowing your way. And as you are calling, His glory is falling. In His name, sickness cannot stay. He's a healing Jesus, a healing Jesus. Oh, let His power heal your life today. Healing Jesus, a healing Jesus, and for you those healing stripes were laid. He's a healing Jesus, a healing Jesus, and right now His power is flowing your way, yes. And as you are calling, His glory is falling, and in His name, sickness cannot. To those who believe and say,
how many expect your miracle?
I believe God's word is still the same, and I expect a miracle today. The little woman with the issue of blood said to herself, if I can touch but his clothes, I know I will be whole. She pressed through the crowd from behind. She touched his clothes.
Come on.
Her blood began to dry. She knew she received the miracle she needed that day. The centurion with the servant who was ill heard Jesus had the power to heal. And he said, Lord, if you just speak a word, I know my servant will be healed. Jesus said, go your way as you believe. You will find your servant healed and free. Because you came expecting a miracle today. Nothing is impossible.
Come on.
To those who believe and say, and I believe God's word is still the same. Yes, it is. And I expect a miracle today. Have blind the narrow street to see this man from Galilee, just a carpenter, some say, leading fools astray. Yet many need to give him praise.
How many have your bread? The wine,
and in his eyes,
how many don't have
the power?
All you don't have
that sees
wine.
The heart of all men, for he knows.
Now, listen, the reason why miracles the reason why miracles take place, pass it on quickly. The reason why miracles take place when we have communion is because Jesus said, whosoever eateth my body, my flesh, and drinketh my blood shall have life. Zoe. Which means life physically, spiritually, in every way, life, whatever life is. The manifestation of that is found in Corinthians when the people took the communion thinking that it was just something symbolic and they died. They said many are sick and many die because they did not discern that it was the Lord's body. So something that has power to even kill or make people sick, you should know that there is power in it. It's not just a symbol. So as soon as we pray over it, it becomes the Lord's body and it's very powerful and very dangerous and a great blessing. And so right now you are about to eat, and you all know what you eat is what makes us sick or well. This is the most amazing supernatural meal a person can ever have. That's why these days I have communion more. I see it as a miracle and a power that is being released into my life. And I see that power of healing, mercy, and grace being released into your life as we receive this communion. Let's stand on our feet and sing this song.
Brothers, sisters, we are one.
Everybody together, this is our communion song.
And our lives have just begun. In the Spirit, we are young. And we'll live forever. Sons of God, here is holy word. The table of the Lord, eat his body, drink his blood, and we'll sing a song of love. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
lift up the prayer. Father, we thank you as we pray over this bread. It is not ordinary bread. It is your body that was broken. We receive it as a healing balm, a healing medicine, a blessing of salvation and of life into our lives. And we remember your power on the cross, through which your body was broken to bring us life. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father. And we receive the body of Jesus Christ at this time. The body of Jesus. No talking, please. And in the same manner, he took the cup full of red wine and he said, "This cup is my blood in the New Testament, which is shed for the remission of the sins of many." Lift up your blood. Father, may this blood answer for us about our mistakes, about our lies, our stealing, our wickedness, our lusts, our errors, our failings, our disobedience. Have mercy on us, O Lord. Let the blood speak for us. And when I see the blood, I shall pass over. Let every wicked eye and wicked plan of the enemy and wicked intention go blind now in Jesus' name. May we be delivered through the blood from every type of enemy that is launched out against us. It is blocked by the blood of Jesus. We receive healing by the blood of Jesus. We receive mercy by the blood of Jesus. We receive power by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame.
Everybody sing it now.
And I love that old cross where the tear rest and rest for a world of lost sinners was laid. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay.
bless you. Father, your children are champions. I thank you. They walk over serpents. They walk over scorpions. They drink deadly poison. But it does not harm them. Because your angels are covering them. And your power is over them. Let them be covered and delivered from every type of evil, from poison, from accident, from sudden destruction. In Jesus' name. Now, by the means of the blood, which has caused us to escape our judgment, may they also be promoted and sanctified and lifted up before you, O God. May they be found worthy to be your servants. Let them walk out of this place as servants of the Most High, workers of God, anointed apostles and prophets. Thank you. Thank you. Put your fire. I see a flame of fire upon your head now. Receive the fire and the flame of Almighty God in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord has exchanged your mistake for a blessing. The mistakes of your life, the errors of your life, the wrong turnings of your life, God has replaced it and caused it to work together for your good. Receive the working together for your good now in Jesus' name. And recover all. Thou shalt pursue, thou shalt overtake, and thou shalt recover all that was lost by the power of the Holy Ghost. I said, thou shalt pursue, thou shalt overtake, and thou shalt recover all that was lost. And I say it again, thou shalt pursue. Did you hear me? I said, thou shalt pursue. I said, thou shalt overtake. Thou shalt overtake, and thou shalt recover all. Receive it in the name of Jesus. May you escape in an evil day from sudden unexpected destruction. Let every armed robbery in life be cast forever. Whatever holds you back, whatever keeps you down, whatever makes you cry, whatever disappointment of your life, tonight marks the end of that tragedy in the name of Jesus. Receive your empowerment by the Lord in Jesus' name. You shall pursue. I said, you shall pursue, you shall overtake, and you shall recover all. Give the Lord a shout of hallelujah. You may be seated. The prophecy you believe is the prophecy that will happen practically. There is nobody who has not made a mistake. There's nobody here who didn't, like, you were not supposed to turn left, but you turned left. There's nobody like that. Then all of us have turned left when we should have gone straight. If you are part of this life. If you are part of this life. But I came with a good information for you. Three things are going to be your experience. Number one, you will pursue the thing that seemed to have gone out of your hand. Number two, you will overtake the thing that was far away. And number three, you will recover all. Give the Lord a shout of hallelujah. You may be seated. I want you to pray for us on the crusade field. Samuel said, I will not sin against the law by not praying for you. I will also be praying for you in the night, calling on angels to do their work in guarding us and covering. You will be covered. I said you are covered. Whatever kills and destroys is not permitted anymore in your life. In Jesus' name. The prophecy you believe, that's the one that you are going to experience practically. Receive it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Wow. Before we go, finally, I want us to just give an offering, because we always give two offerings in every service. Just take out your offering. I don't know what else to do. Many people don't understand why the first love children are so blessed, because I bless them for my intestines. Is it powerful? Wow. You are covered. There is an invisible blessing over your life. In Jesus' name. Lift up your offering. Always give thanks. Giving thanks always. No matter what. First thing that should come out of your mouth is, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we give you thanks as we give this offering. We thank you that the words that have been spoken concern us personally. All left turnings, we should have gone straight, but we went left. Thank you. We have recovered. We are pursued to get back in time. And we have caught up. And we are overtaken. In Jesus' name. As we plant this seed, it will work for us. It will work for us. It will come back to us after many days. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Whatever makes you poor is no more permitted in your environment. Yes. In Jesus' name. Wow. Are you glad you came for such a concert? Have you been charged with lust? How about the Holy Spirit? Your destiny is glorious. Amen. What a blessing. We have had so many songs tonight. We don't even know what kind of song again we can sing during an offering. Huh? What a blessing. Not many churches have concerts with colored lights. Did you enjoy the colored lights? Did it give a certain feeling? You like such feelings? How many want to be a mahogany in your life? Even the grave have rejected mahogany coffins. Yeah. It was one of our pastors. He was being buried. I said, what type of wood? They said, no mahogany. Because within 10 years, it must be dissolved. But mahogany is resistant to feelings. Anything, it will not dissolve. Even 10 years of training, marriage counseling, it will never change. Hey. You will not have a mahogany experience in Jesus' name. Amen. What a blessing. Are you experiencing and feeling the power of God? Can you feel the presence of God? Yes, God is here. You must believe in God. If you think things work because of education, you don't know much. People are educated. It doesn't go by that. People work hard, but it doesn't go by that. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. That is why when you come to church, you must come, you must be under the covering and be blessed and receive blessings. That's why Jews are rich. It's a blessing that was spoken years ago. I'll challenge anybody to a discussion. Bring your statistics, I'll bring mine. You will see that what is really working is the blessing or the curse. Not education. Not whether you have oil or gas. That's the blessing or the curse. That's what is actually working. Do we not have oil? When did we find oil? We were clapping. I think during President Kufuor's time. I don't know whether things are worse or better since we found oil. Amazing. Fantastic. It is by a blessing. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. So when the blessing is there, it supernaturally tends you. You see, when you are blessed, you even be in prison. Bible says, and the Lord was with Joseph. He became the darling of the jail, the jailer, the darling. Yeah. The darling of the jail man. Yeah, because God was with him. The presence of God there is fantastic. You'll be in prison. He became the darling of Potiphar. Then after that, he went to prison. He became the darling of the jailer. Yeah, the darling. Everybody say darling. The darling boy. Whilst you are doing education, you are going to school to get degrees. He is becoming a darling boy because God was with him. Whatever does not make you a darling, is no longer permitted to function in your life. Whatever made Joseph a darling boy, in every circumstance, is released into your life tonight in Jesus' name. One day I arrived in Malaysia. And I asked the pastor who came to pick me from the airport, because I had not even spoken to the pastor. Why did you invite me? Because I didn't know of any reason why they would invite me. They don't know my teaching. They don't know what I do. But I didn't know that it was the beginning. The person who invited me has now taken me as, has started a relationship. And took me as a son. But I didn't even know. He didn't even know either. Recently, I was in the church, in his church in Malaysia. And he prayed for his biological son. And he said, and also I want to pray for, he's also my son, for him and his crusade. Bless him. You are the next darling boy of an unknown person in Jesus' name. Hey! Doctor, let me tell you something. You may not know. Some years ago, I was going to Australia. From here to Australia is very far. You have to stop somewhere. So my plane stopped in Malaysia. When I got to Malaysia, the pastor sent a car for me. I was stopping there for hours. And I was actually in pain because I wasn't my back. But they sent a car for me and drove me to the city center. And I entered one of the nicest hotels. Why? So they have asked you to be brought here. They took me to a beautiful room. Stay here. We have rented this beautiful, fantastic hotel for you to just be in transit. Transit. Whatever you need to make you a darling boy to somebody is being given to you tonight.
I say, when Joseph got to Potiphar's house, there were people in Egypt, even his relative. Most people say, oh, you are an Ewe, so you are Ewe, you are a Fanti, so like relatives. And here comes a stranger. But the stranger had something that other local boys didn't have. Something is coming to attach itself to you, and that thing is called the presence of God. Yes. In Potiphar's house, he became number one. Potiphar, at a point, Potiphar gave him, said, take my bedroom key. Yes. Potiphar had a safe, said, take the key. I have some dollars here. You can have, keep this one. I don't even know what I have. It's okay. You count it.
Oh.
Whatever makes somebody to trust you, for you to become a darling boy or a darling girl, you are receiving it now in Jesus' name. Sit down. I don't know why you are standing. We are taking an offering. Have you people finished taking offering? I'm just waiting for the offering. Come and pass. Tithes. You have tithes. You have tithes that you haven't brought. Anybody has tithes? Come to the front with your tithes. I think you've all paid your tithes. I see that effect on your lives. Since we started the first lecture, some of you have become darling boys of your fathers and darling girls of your father. Is it not true? Is it not true? Yeah. If you have your tithes, put it in the basket right away. It's happening practically. Yes. Listen, my whole life is for God. God is the main thing. To love God is the most important thing you can ever find to do with your life. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a mighty clap of hands.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dyke-Wood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.